Welcome back, everybody, to the Dom and Colin podcast for some more Challenge 36 coverage, the Challenge Double Agents. We are getting there. The final is getting closer. We're down to the top 10 on a season that started with, 28 people. So I am excited to break down another episode here today. I am Matt alongside my co-host, the also half-vaccinated Brian Scally.
Oh, hello, hello. We're going ahead and dropping that, huh? Yeah, exciting.
Not me dropping your medical history and details at the top of the podcast without your consent. Oops.
Yeah, it happens. You know what?
We're celebrating.
Getting the first vaccination, or Big T getting her first skull, I don't know what I'm happier about.
Oh, well, that's a good call.
You know, probably equal. I would say both are monumental moments in my life.
Yeah, I think by just the fact this has been a long year, I have to put myself getting, or both of us getting the first dose of the vaccine ahead of this, but still a very exciting week all around, I guess, for both of us, and then for Big T as well, who, you know, many months ago, but we're just seeing it now, is now a winner of an elimination and got a gold skull, is now eligible to run the final, which we see also is not exactly happening just yet. We're probably like a week away from that starting, but she did it. Yay!
Yeah, right. I'm excited. Just like the vaccine, they told Big T, come back in 3 weeks. You'll be fine.
Oh, my goodness.
So, you know, still got a little bit of time before that final comes in. Hoping she's still there. But I'm excited regardless. Like, I wanted to see her in the final. I also wanted to see Anissa in the final. But, you know, whether or not this ultimately ends up in a finals run for Big T, I'm happy at least she got the elimination under her belt.
So, can we just kind of start with Anissa here? I don't know if you, mind? Can we just start with Anissa?
Let's jump around. We're good.
Let's jump around. You know, what a concept to go in a strange order. Would not imagine ever doing so. But I just feel like the Anissa thing has been the storyline for like the past month and a half, if not longer, of, you know, nobody wants to be Anissa's partner. And here we are, Anissa now going out of the game. I mean, look, who of us expected that she was going to the final, getting the win at the final? Like, I mean, definitely a possibility that she could have gotten to the final, but like not getting the win, we're all on the same page about that. But the whole thing has just felt, I'm sure I've said this before, but just it felt so extra mean of just like constantly week after week after week of them talking about it. And it's like, I can't really fault the editors for like putting this story together, because it does seem to be exactly what was being talked about in the house. But it's like, I don't know, like, why did they all, like, because it's a partner season. I don't know. Again, it's just, it's sat a little strange with me the whole time. I'm sad that Anissa's had to like go through this, because she has put a lot of effort into the season. Like she said at the end, or maybe you didn't see, but in the end of the extended whatever confessional, she was like, I'm so exhausted from the stress of this game. So, you know, she puts her all into it. And then just to like go back and watch all of this, it just can't be the most fun.
No, for sure. Especially having to podcast about it. So probably multiple viewings. Honestly, I was watching most of the season, you know, just even from the beginning with Fessy. Like, oh, I'm not really thrilled with Anissa as my partner. I felt like that was going to end in not a finals win, but a finals appearance for Anissa. And like at least a decent enough showing where maybe she comes back next season, maybe she transitions to the All-Star series moving forward, whichever. I thought we were going to get like a more like final ending almost like on this note, and instead like Anissa definitely accomplishes something by the end of the season, which she talks about, but it is not how I expected her journey to end, unfortunately.
And I mean, look, this journey isn't going anywhere anytime soon. Like yeah. The extended journey, she's about to be on OG's, All Stars, which is starting up like not even a week from now. What is it? What day is it coming out? It's April 1st, but like,
it's on the 1st. This is the last podcast we will have that does not have All Stars content.
Oh, wow. And it is weekly, right? Not all at yep. once. Okay. I can't believe this. I promise that's the first time that I had thought about that question. That's, I don't know why. That didn't come up until now, but okay, that's exciting. So Anissa obviously is going to be on there. I would highly expect her to be on season 37. Like, every podcast with her and Tori has been about, like, oh, you know, if we get to play again, like, you know, and, like, the names that were put on that list on Vevmo that, like, have not changed in, like, 3 weeks. It was, like, Anissa, Tori, and I don't even remember who else, but, like, Casey, maybe? I don't know.
Sounds about right.
That the two of them are definitely going to be there. So I think that we're all expecting that to be the case, unless something changes between now and when they leave, of like Anissa being like, maybe I should just stick it out with the OG seasons. Like, I don't know. I just feel like that could be a good home for her. I don't know. I just think that I'm glad that we got her talking a little bit at the end about, you know, we'll get to the deliberation. And then when she had that final bit of confessional at the end, talking about, you know, I came here with a bit of a mission this season. I wanted to see, you know, a woman of color win the season. I'm leaving with my head held high because there's still 5 women left in the game and they're all women of color. So, you know, I'm glad that that we're getting that in the first place, because that's pretty like historical. I don't know, you know, the exact numbers on if that's ever happened before, but pretty huge. And the fact that, you know, Anissa, you know, that like she says that was one of her goals. They talked about it early in the season, her and Cam, and all of them were at the table together, if anybody remembers that scene. And, you know, they were talking about how important it is for them to be there together and doing this and showing the world, you know, their stories, and that they can do this. And they are. They're all there. They're doing it. So, you know, Anissa definitely did leave with her head held high. It's just like I said, watching back the show just can't be the most fun. But what are you going to do?
And that's exactly. She talked about, like, her big accomplishment this season is that, like, first, there will be a new woman winning this season. And also, there are only women of color left, and a woman of color will win this season, which is super exciting. I really like, I would say I like everyone that we have left. Really, really like almost everyone. So I am excited about the prospect. Looking back, do you know when the last black winner of the challenge we have had was?
Oh, that's sad that I don't have that answer off the top of my head, because it feels like I'm going to keep thinking and I'm not going to edit any of this out to see if I can get the answer correct. I don't know. Do you know?
It was, yep, 2008. Nehemiah on Gauntlet 3.
Nehemiah was going to be my guess. I just could not think of what season it might have been or when. Yeah, that's not good.
It's bad. For a show that does so, like, relatively well with casting diversity-wise, going back, like, especially beyond other shows, it's a pretty shocking stat. So, looking at the cast that we have left, I am pretty hopeful that we can update that stat and get another black winner here on the Challenge 36. Back from what? The Gauntlet was the 15th season of the show, so almost twice the length between the seasons. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was shocking, but it puts even more weight on what Anissa said. And like, you know, it's exciting that that will be the case.
Yeah. And like, forward. Like I'm sure that the challenge is aware of this, that this is the kind of energy that we need to keep going forward. Like we're not, it's not just like a one-time thing here, 2020, yep. Like let's do the, you know, 2021, let's make sure that we're, you know, doing everything that everybody wants us to do. Like, no, we're going to do this all moving forward. Otherwise, you know, we will all, make sure that, you know, again, that everybody's voices are heard, that we don't want that to go back to the way it used to be, but let's hope that we can be optimistic about things changing for the better on that end of things. And like Anissa said, she left feeling pretty good about how, you know, how things were going there for that. So, yeah. And just, I don't know, I feel like I also kind of want to include this here as well. When Anissa was talking in the deliberation and she kind of stood up for herself there, I really appreciated that she wasn't just going to continue sitting there and letting everybody walk all over her. You know, I don't know if everybody loved what she had to say there, of like, you know, I paved the way for you guys, because I feel like that's a kind of speech that can go both ways, for the audience. But I don't know. It felt like a little bit different when we were talking about CT earlier in the episode, and we'll get to all of that about how, you know, how washed up he is, and you know, all of this from Fessy's perspective. And, you know, even though he paved the way, like there's new people now, like nobody's saying to Anissa, like, you know, you're washed up because there's all new people now. It was just consistently like about her and about her not being good enough. And you're not ready for this. Like, you're not going to be good in the final, not because like Casey's better than you, because I don't know who else is left, because Cam is better than you. It was all specifically so against Anissa. So I'm glad she stood up for herself and said, look, even if I have not had success in getting a win or whatever, I have been doing this for years and years and years, paving the way for everybody to come after me. And I just want the littlest bit of respect. Littlest bit. Yep. Just don't put me down at every opportunity. That's all I ask.
Yeah. And I mean, it was shitty back when it was Tori calling all of like the new women weak and like easy layups, whatever like verbiage was used. Like that was shitty. And it feels even worse when it is someone who like has so many elimination wins under her belt, has been here for seasons and seasons and seasons. Like before, I don't know, how old were some of these people when Anissa was like crushing skulls in eliminations, in the, you know, early on. Yeah. So Anissa has proved herself. Whether or not Anissa is going to be running a final, and like, I don't blame people for making a move against having Anissa as a partner. Mm-hmm. Like that is valid. You're trying to win $1 million, and that's fine. But you don't need to crap on her for the entire season, especially like you want your camera time, but like she's going to have to go back and watch these confessionals. Like they're not fun to come back to.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, there are going to be more seasons. Like she's going to be there. Mm-hmm. It sounds like they're all expecting. So like, I don't know, like is she just such a non-factor to some of these people that they're like, it doesn't matter what we say to her because like she's going to have herself and Tori and, you know, we'll figure out a way around that just like we did this season. Maybe, but still not pleasant to watch.
Well, you had like, I don't know, well you know, we're just gonna bounce around. Like Nani was saying when you know, same deliberation, that Anissa was standing up for herself, Nani said basically like Anissa's social game is just that, it's game. I have these real relationships, but I don't think that's fair either. Think that's fair. Like, okay, Nani, because you made it to the end of one season with like four people that like you, like, okay. Like Anissa has friends in this house and maybe they're not on this season.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Or still at the end, like in the end game, or like, you know, she's been on here for 20 years and yet still somehow is like one of the most well-liked people in the house. So I felt like a little unfair to say that Anissa only has like a game and it's not genuine. Like I don't think that's true either.
Yeah, especially because like we've seen her friendships like on mm-hmm. this season. Like her and Corey have been like hugging it out for the past three episodes now. Like they are on good terms. Everybody likes Anissa just fine. She just happened to, in this week, in this case, fall third in the pecking order of Leroy's girlfriend and probably future wife, we're all hoping. Sorry to put that on them because don't even know that they're listening to this podcast. I know you're right. Why did I say that? Edit it out. I'm just saying we are, you know, locking those two in for Endgame and they don't have any say in it. But Cam number one, Nani being his, you know, best friend for all these years. We saw that they've had a little bit of a rocky road to get to this point while Leroy was connecting with Cam, and Nani probably felt like she used to be his number one. Now she's kind of understood that, you know, the love is going to kind of come first, but they still have their friendship and they're still doing, you know, perfectly fine as friends. So with the two of those solidified, yeah, Anissa ends up number three there. But if Corey was the person, I almost said the HOH. Wow. If Corey was the HOH this week, then Nani would have probably been in trouble. So what are we talking about? Mm-hmm. I get what you're saying. I agree.
Yeah, we'll talk and touch on the vote, but I definitely think that Anissa is going out, you know, in both on a high and a little bit on a low with how people have spoken about her, but what also in regards to what she accomplished on the season. So I feel like a great season for Anissa overall in terms of like if you look at like her content and not other people's content about her, like very, very solid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm just glad that, you know, she left by saying essentially, you know, there's no hurt feelings, you know, with Leroy or with whoever. She understood the situation from jump. Like as soon as she knew who won, she knew what was going to end up happening. She was a little annoyed, you know, that Kyle and CT sounded like they might be voting her in, but whatever. I'm just glad that she was able to not, you know, feel like any bridges were burned on the way out because, you know, they will be on future seasons together. Maybe not Leroy, but, you know.
So. Yep. And Anissa tied for most daily wins this season. Oh, no. She was.
She is 100% the highest point getter on this season. I say that without looking at the chart. Of course, I pull up the chart and that's not right. Ugh. Why did I even open my mouth?
It's close.
She was. She definitely was before this week. And that's why I had that thought in my mind. Casey and Leroy have taken the lead with 18 points apiece. Anissa was ahead earlier, but now she's behind with 16.
Yeah, so I mean, until this week, she was tied with Leroy and Casey with 3 wins. Like she said, Fessy hasn't won since he left her. So it's Anissa had a good season.
Yeah, should we do the draft update now? Scally has 60 points in first place. Duh. I have 47 points, very, very close behind. I feel a lot better than I had earlier in the season.
Wait a minute, I don't like this.
Yeah, Haley still without a team. Sorry, Hallie. And Colin with CT and Amber left with 26 points. So
wow, wow. All right.
Maybe, maybe you and I should give Hallie a team member.
What doesn't Colin give?
I just like to have everybody having fun. I hope Hallie, are you still having fun? Message us.
Better be.
Okay. So that is the Anissa talk for now. Let's swing back around to the top of the episode and talk a little bit about where should we go? So CT and Big T are going to be another big story for this week because Big T still has to get her skull, which we know that she does. But there's a lot of talk early on in the episode about, you know, she's trying to prepare both physically, like with the hall brawl training, which we could talk about, and just kind of talking about like who she would want to go against or whatever. She's obviously ready. She's the only one left in the house without a skull. I think Kyle mentioned like, yeah, maybe Anissa's your best bet. So lots of talk early on about, you know, preparing Big T for the elimination.
Yeah, I have a little side eye at Kyle where he was like, you don't want to go against Cam, she's a beast. And I was like, yeah, true. Like, you don't want to go against Casey, like, she's an absolute monster. Like, yeah, okay, true. And Nani's your friend. I was like, is she? Like, are they that close, apparently? Okay. So, you know, Kyle was doing whatever he could to get Anissa into elimination. So that was pretty evident. I don't know that Big T and Nani is the friendship that I'm coming out of this season standing. But, you know, Big T has been ready for a couple weeks, so. So whether Kyle was genuinely training her or, you know, trying to goof around, it was fun to see people, you know, hyping her up.
So the CT hall brawl training, he really found a way to, even while he was not being as awful as he has been, to still make me mad at him. Because, like, while he was just trying to get Big T mad so that she would hit him harder, I was like, you're still saying things that are making me not like you.
Yeah, honestly, this is not even like on the radar of things CT did this episode for me.
I know, so. But it was like the whole episode was that. Like, it was just him trying to like give a confessional, being like, oh no, I like Big T, I love Big T, she's great, she's underrated, and then being like, see, Big T, this is why you suck. And I'm like, what the hell is happening here?
When you're hyping people up and like trying to get them angry, like, I don't blame this. I don't think Big T would actually be mad about this. This is like very far off of my radar of like things. Like, this is the type of thing where as soon as she ran in and didn't knock him over, I was like, oh, I know what's coming, and like, I'm not gonna be mad about it.
See the way you hit? That's why I left you. I was like, I'm going to punch you, CT.
No, that's valid. Like, you can be like annoyed and angry because the thing is, you know that that's coming genuinely from other points. But, you know, this is the type of thing where in training, people are going to say stuff and it's not like meant to be the most serious thing in the world.
Is that how training works? I don't train much. And if I did and someone talked to me like that, we wouldn't be training anymore because I would have knocked them down.
Yeah. CT is not like Jillian Michaels, like screaming at him on the big, like screaming at Big T as like on the Biggest Loser. Like, this was relatively tame for what I've seen from personal trainers.
Speaking of CT, we get the talk here early on in the episode as well. Fessy and Kyle having their CT is overrated chat. CT thought apparently he was going to get stolen every week, and Fessy, this is going to lead obviously into what happens later, which may as well just talk about it all now because, I don't know, why not? Fessy in this episode decided he was going to be a big tough guy and talk about how, you know, CT hasn't had to prove himself in a few years, you know? Like, it's the new age. We can all compete. Like, yeah, you're one of the greats, but you haven't seen me in a final. You haven't gone up against me. I'll outrun you any day. And I'm like, okay, so first of all, A, if this was a Survivor season and we were looking at edits here, Fessy, like, 100% not getting a winning edit. Like, you don't get to be this cocky, yep, talking down about anybody, let alone, like, I don't know, CT, the golden child here of the challenge. I know Fessy is a favorite for the final, but by edit terms, I'm not seeing it here. We also, you know, Nani's talking about how she's not feeling it with Fessy, but that's been a continued thing for all this time now. But I don't know. Let's just jump in on this. Where were you at with hearing with what Fessy had to say?
So obviously it was super annoying, but if Fessy and Kyle think that CT is super overrated, I have a couple years of podcasts where Ligori talks about him that maybe you want to listen to. I don't know if CT is so overrated. I feel like he was underrated for a time. And, you know, he... had like a couple tough seasons and a couple great seasons. He is pretty boom or bust, it seems, in terms of his late challenge career or current challenge career, because who knows how long CT is going to keep going. He, for Fessy, it's tough because, like, you know, this is obviously edited and manipulated and whatever, but at the same time, like, he said these things. They came out of his mouth, so not great. Obviously was like too much. You're trying too hard. This, you look stupid. Like, even if it's true, like, what are you gaining out of this? Whether it's, you know, Tori or Kyle talking about Anissa or anyone else, like, this looks stupid. So Fessy fell into that same trap.
I mean, he's and always Kyle, looking a little bit stupid, Kyle. But, like, you know, we could just amplify it a lot more here. Yeah, no, definitely super annoying, and definitely has that vibe. Like, CT even made a comment about it, I think, in confessional, being like, yeah, this happens every season. There's always the guy that wants to come through and think he's the best. Like, look at Jordan. Look at how Jordan started. Like, mm-hmm. you know, bananas, you're nothing. Like, I can take you down, and then ends up kind of embarrassing himself. So, like, that's why I kind of, another thing of, like, why I feel like there could be a similar trajectory here of, like, at some point, CT and embarrassing Fessy, you know, along the way. So yeah, it doesn't usually work out for the rookie to feel this confident in themselves, especially up against somebody like, you know, you underestimate Bananas CT, and I'm not about to sit here and give Bananas credit, but like his numbers, his wins have proven that you probably should not underestimate him. And as much as I underestimate CT in picking draft picks, because I think that I, you know, I'm going for the younger ones that I'm like, oh, Corey's definitely going to get his win now. And then, you know, CT pulls up in season 30, gets the win, and I'm like, okay, then never mind. But yeah, so you really can't count these guys out, and Fessy doing so, we'll see how it all plays out for him. But when they got out that night, they went to the 80s themed party, which, you know, we'll talk more about that as well. When they got into it, it was like, whoa, we are getting some vintage CT back.
Yeah, I was shocked how much he took this bait. Like, Fessy, it's weird because we've seen Fessy on like live feeds of Big Brother unedited, and I don't remember him being like this cocky or like showboaty or whatever you want to say. Maybe it's because he knew Big Brother was not his game, and this seems to be much more in his wheelhouse, and thus this side of him is coming out a lot more. But he claims it was meant to be a joke, and CT like really took it the wrong way. But I'm sure that both of them are like, a little bit at fault for escalating the situation. Mm-hmm. I guess if you're going to talk about escalating, like, CT really did take it to a different level, but Fessy was talking a lot of shit, so this is going to happen.
And I have to hope that Fessy was trying to make a joke, even though it was like not something that came across to us that looked like a joke, because he's sitting there holding that boombox balloon the whole time. Like, it was like, okay, maybe if he was being serious, he would have like put this thing down and had a real conversation, maybe back at the house, maybe not while he's in this tutu and tights, which, I mean, look, I have to make a comment about the tights. There was pictures on Twitter of like zoomed in. If you want to look for that, it's out there. Of Fessy didn't seem to be hiding much in his outfit. So that's just... a tidbit there, if that is your interest when it comes to the hot dummies on the show. Yeah, so this fight, obviously, or I don't even know if, yeah, I guess you call it a fight.
It's a fight.
No, it was nothing physical. So yeah, verbal altercation we can go with, or maybe not. Yeah, he was like, oh yeah, you know, may the best man win. Like, you know, I definitely think that like you're gonna have an issue if you see me in a final and there's running involved. It's like, it's a wrap for me. I'm like, oh, this is so embarrassing. You know, like as much as it's like weird to watch, it's like, Fessy, this is embarrassing for you, because even if you end up being right and take CT down in the final, it's like, you're never, it's not going to happen again. Like, CT is going to make it his life's mission to get you out first of next season and the season after that. Like, stop.
Yeah, but also, like, I would have loved to see, like, prime CT versus prime Fessy. Even now CT versus now Fessy, like, would be very excited about. But CT was an absolute monster. Like, what Nani says is true. I don't know if Fessy is the type to, like, hire a hitman, but CT literally has come close to bashing someone's skull in with his bare hands. Like, he's not afraid. He will get in that fight. So CT is not someone you want to mess with.
Yeah. And then they also got into talking about, you know, what happened on the truck in that early challenge, and CT's like, you pulled me down. You didn't want to move anymore. I'm like, what are we fighting about? Like now we're just talking about, like, what happened earlier in the game, and they were like, the clips are going to show. What did the clip show to you?
Mm-hmm. It's just them going back.
No, that was like me asking you a question.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Like, I remember Fessy talking about on... It's weird because he was super complimentary of CT, I think, on his Challenge Mania episode earlier in the season and was talking about how like they really threw each other around, but like they weren't going like as hard as they could at each other. But so for Fessy to be like, oh, like this was so easy and like I was holding you on your back, we didn't get clips of that. Could it have happened and they want to protect CT? Possibly, but it did not seem to support Fessy's argument at all.
Yeah, I mean, that's I didn't quite understand what I was looking for in the clip to justify what either of them were saying. I was like, okay, yeah, like CT ended up with like almost like, look, his shirt came off for a second and they were like, I don't know, kind of easing it up a little bit. But it was early in the game. I was like, they're probably not looking to get into some huge physical thing on the top of this truck that's already kind of scary looking in the first place. Like, I don't know why we're bringing this into it. Like, this has nothing to do with the final. This has nothing to do with how good either of you are as competitors. Like, maybe if this was like some kind of elimination where you're going at it in the way that Fessy did with Jordan, and you know you want to hold that over the other, sure, but a daily challenge where half the people are probably throwing it anyway, it's like there's nothing to grab onto here. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm interested to see when they finally do go into an elimination, and it could take years. Maybe CT's not around at that point anymore because you know, it took so long to get CT versus Bananas or versus some of the other big names that we were always looking for. But Fessy CT argument, I agree with Corey when he says that like they're probably both a little bit threatened by each other, and like CT admits that like it hits hard when people say things that are potentially true. He's not in his 20s, and that is a fact. but, like, he is still dominating the show, and that is wild. Like, he is killing it. He is a definite threat, like, this season or any other season he shows up on. So I don't know why Fessy is so confident.
Yeah, Fessy was like, you know, I'm just trying to pay him a compliment. And I was like, oh, that's how you pay compliments. No wonder Haley broke up with you.
I'm curious to see. I want to look back on Fessy's career, you know, in the future.
What career?
This moment. Well, I'm saying in the future. Let's see how this goes. I want to see Fessy's like win percentage of seasons. I want to see how far he makes it. And
I don't. I want this to be his last.
I don't hate Fessy, especially as a character on the show.
I don't hate him either. I just don't need him to be cat. Like, this was like this was happening on the Big Brother podcast with Kyle last night. I was like, he's just boring. He brought me no entertainment. People were like, you hate Kyle. I'm like, he's boring. I just don't want him on my TV show.
He's not at the bottom of the rankings of people for me. All right. He's not high, but he's not at the bottom. I'm not going to be mad when Fessy's on next season. He's fine. Yeah, I could have found a better casting option, but he's not the worst of the worst.
I do agree. I do agree. It's just, I don't know. I want people on the show that I'm like, I want, ideally in an ideal world, there's 28 people on the show where if they win, I'm happy. And that just doesn't seem like it'll ever be the case for Fessy with me. And it feels like it's a high possibility that he's going to pull a Jenny West and be the top contender, get his win. And then it's like, okay, I feel nothing.
Yeah, no, that's true. Well, but I feel like Fessy being a villain is a lot different than Jenny or many other competitors coming being great at, or Casey coming being great athletically and giving me nothing, an absolute zero.
Yeah.
Where Fessy is like actively antagonizing, and I don't like all the content we're getting from him, but I think it's important to the show.
Yeah. Any more highlights for you from the 80s party?
I was gonna even just bring up the outfits. Feel like we got.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Anything else from any of that?
Well, Big T's Madonna outfit was obviously highlighted. I feel like Kyle probably had the best outfit. Corey's teased out hair, wig, question mark. But either way, I was liking it. So
yeah, I thought they all looked good. I like when everybody dresses up. I mean, CT was probably like worst dressed for me, so I was happy that he ended up ripping the wig off at the end of the night.
And Casey wore her hair down.
I did not notice. That's how much.
Oh my god, she wore a pony. Like, it was not fully down, but it was a ponytail. It was not the bun.
Okay.
I never thought we'd get it back on reality TV.
Okay.
So that was, you know, not like the best costume, but a memorable moment. Casey literally letting her hair down.
Okay. All right. Casey might have done something, and I didn't even notice.
Well, it's not hard to miss.
Yeah. Well, they I think relatively all seemed to enjoy their night there, and I'm glad that they finally themed it in one way or another, because just these people going out was getting a little old of like, nothing is happening. They have to show us the segment to show like, yeah, woo, yeah. And then like, it was a solid 3 minutes before they go back inside as far as the edit goes. So
I do also love from the Fessy CT fight where CT's like, I won 2 out of the last 5 years. And Fessy's like, well, who was on them?
Like, I know. It was like, oh, you're a fan of the challenge? Name 5 winners. It's like, what are we doing?
It's first of all such like a funny question, like, well, I want to know exactly who, but also like it was the season before you joined Fessy. You didn't check any tape whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, all of your closest allies have been here for the last couple years. Like the people that you're saying were so easy to beat are like the Corys and Nelsons and everyone that you're friends with. Like these people were not absolute layups. Agreed, back in the day, the challenge was a totally different beast.
Yeah.
But it's not as if it's gotten rapidly harder. Like, you know, much harder.
I agree with what
you're saying. Last 2 seasons.
Mm-hmm. Corey Nelson were the 2 people that he beat in third invasion. I always say it's 30.
29, right?
It was 29, yeah. Corey and Nelson there, and then he beat Kara, Paulie, Ninja, and Zach were the final 4, right, of World of Worlds, where he got his win there. So definitely going up again, granted that was a team or whatever, but definitely still going up against very strong, competitors. So Fessy, you know, hopefully he did his homework when he got home. I doubt it, but, you know.
No, there's no shot. Fessy's not doing
homework. I know. Maybe Tori told him on one of their excursions together.
Yeah, okay. It does not seem like they're on the best terms. So yeah,
check out Fessy on this week's Anissa and Tori podcast for some awkward times. Tori was like, and now the man who has caused more drama in my life than probably anybody else. And considering she was engaged to somebody that they had headlines, that's a pretty bold statement, but she said it.
I love also the visual where they're like, he's laying on his bed, tossing a water bottle up in the air. He's eating. Like, what a like horrible podcast guest.
Is that what he was doing?
Yeah. They're like, he's throwing like a half a water bottle up in the air.
Like, and he even said a comment like, oh, finally you guys got me on. Like, you know, we're like 17 weeks into the season. I didn't think I was going to get called. So
you know
that's
what?
Probably why you didn't get called.
Fessy. Go home early next time. We can call you earlier.
Oh,
that's fine.
It's a great idea. But no, that was, I still thought a worthwhile conversation to hear his side of things. Just to, I don't know, hear him out of the show. I'm always interested to kind of hear what he has to say in brief moments. I don't need him on every after show. Then Anissa was also on Challenge Mania this week. So a little bit more insight into her everything for this season. And then some a little bit of OG's talk happened there. Ooh. So just a couple plugs that if people want more content, there's that. Anything else from you before anything else before we get to the challenge?
No, not from the 80s party or anything pre-challenge that I can jumps out at me.
Okay. Speaking of jumping out.
That was planned.
That was on purpose. Have you ever gone? Have you ever had plans to? Would you ever go skydiving?
Okay. So I have not gone. There have been multiple times there was talked about. I would go. Yeah, I have no problem doing it. I feel like, for me, everything is like math and science. If mathematically I'm going to be fine, then why not? Like, it's more dangerous. Like, you're more likely to get hit walking down the street, so whatever.
What's your Enneagram number?
We have not figured that one out yet.
Chappelle, what are you doing? How is Scally the one person that does not know his number by now? You guys talk all the time.
I'm indecisive and, like, I don't know.
There's got to be a number for that.
Yeah, that's probably also very true, but I'm like, I don't know how you're all so self-aware that you all know your numbers.
I switched mine like three times.
That is true too.
I don't even feel good about the one I'm at now, but I'm sticking with the 4 for now. Skydiving. No, I would not go. Thank you for asking. I
already knew the answer.
Yeah.
That was why.
No. Why would I ever go into a plane and fall out? No, I do not want to do that. No, thank you. Just had the worst anxiety watching people know that they were about to do it themselves. Like, I don't know. I wish I could say more other than just no, thank you. So yeah, this wasn't the most fun for me to watch just from that perspective of being super anxious for them the whole time. Like, I get that it's what, like 99.9% safe. I don't know the numbers, you know. They wouldn't have them doing it if it wasn't safe and everybody made it to the ground just fine, but still just not my favorite thing to watch, but
I feel like, though, I will say, for how safe it is, and it's legitimately safe, I'm not saying it's not, but for how safe it is and how few accidents there are, for, like, Jordan to have that accident on the challenge, for, I think, Brie had, like, a skydiving accident on this season of The Bachelor, like, really, the cases are popping up exclusively on reality TV where there are problems, it seems.
Well, they're not, like, pulling people, I guess, out of their, like, regular jobs to come do it. They're probably just taking their staff. I mean, I don't know. That's probably not true.
Yeah. Let's not cut the budget on the skydiving budget.
You know, like COVID, all that kind of stuff. We need to, you know, put some restrictions. So we're just going to take like the B team.
Oh, no.
Of skydivers.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, they all go up. They're all going to go up and make their way back down. Obviously, the bigger stories here were Big T and her being very nervous. And who else was nervous? CT was a little bit nervous. Was Leroy. Anybody else like super panicky up there?
Leroy was definitely nervous, but I think for Leroy, it was like the, and we've seen Leroy be nervous with heights in past seasons, but I think it was just the mentality of like, I'm literally going to do anything I have to win this season. Yeah. So it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Like I am hating this. I'm not going to enjoy any moment of it, but I'm winning the season. So too bad. Like it's happening.
If they had some kind of twist on this where you got to the bottom and you had to go up and do it again, how would you feel about that?
In terms of myself doing it or
no, just like, would that be a worthwhile thing? Like, would that be a worthwhile thing at all? I don't even know from like a television perspective or from like a game perspective to be like if you go up and do it again, you are eligible to, or like to win the challenge for the week. Like how bad do you want to win that you have to go do it again? Like you have to get to the bottom, solve the puzzle, and then you have to go up there again, solve another puzzle. I don't know.
I feel like doing it the first time is the hardest. So like once you get out of that plane that first time, I don't know that you're gonna get like,
I guess that's, I think
it's diminishing returns in terms of TV like quality. Like Big T even was like, I'm enjoying this and I'm having fun. And so like, yeah, she's gonna cry and freak out when she goes back up again probably, but she already knows she did it once, I feel like. Especially if it's the same day. If you get years away from it, maybe that like builds back up. But yeah. Being surprised is probably not the easiest. And then Fessy being like, he was actively antagonizing Big T. And then when it's his turn, he's screaming. Oh my God.
And he claimed on social media, he was like, you know, I knew the cameras were on, all for the cameras. I'm like, fuck you. No, you didn't. Okay. I mean, that's not what this is about. Shut up.
No.
Dork. So any particular thoughts about Kyle and Anissa's order here? I mean, it seemed like they made the right call for themselves, even though it obviously didn't end up going anywhere, just of like putting themselves in the set of two. So they had a better chance to win their heat. And by putting themselves not going first, I don't know if that made any kind of difference, but, you know,
yeah. Just don't, I don't put yourself think that first. There was really any significance to the order on this one, to be honest.
Yeah, I like that they're highlighting it. I'm always curious, like on Survivor. Sure. I always want to know who picked the teams and how they went, but you know, I agree. They don't show us that.
You give us like deleted scenes on Survivor. Give us like the picking. That is what I want to know. And on the challenge too. Like you have Paramount Plus.
Yeah, they do. They should use it. So Big T was nervous, but she went up. She made her way down. The two teams that ended up winning their heats were Casey and Leroy and Cam and Corey. Obviously, Casey and Leroy are the ones that end up getting the win after all is said and done. But we had a little bit of tension, some drama between both Kyle and Anissa and then Big T and CT, as both Anissa and Big T did not run as fast as their partners would have liked for them to. So, you know, the final's coming. This isn't going to be acceptable. Like, what are you doing? CT's like, I would have solved the puzzle in 2 seconds if you made it here a little bit faster.
So I have thoughts in two parts on this.
Okay.
For Anissa and Big T, this is a half mile run. And I know that they're wearing a lot more gear than they would be running in the final. But the season 33 finale was literally a marathon through the desert.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way they could do that.
Mm-hmm.
And it sucks. And it's like, I don't want to say it, but it's true. Like, that is not good. You should be able to run half a mile showing up on the challenge. Not ideal.
I mean, but here's the thing. Yes. Like, did they not run it or did they just not run it as fast as Casey and Leroy?
I mean, do you want to say again that like, oh, they saw they weren't going to win, so they decided to walk? Like
that too?
Maybe, but like they both walked. well, like for parts.
But
like,
that's that genuinely could be a factor. Like if you're in the final, you go. You have to go and get the fastest time you can get. When you're in this challenge, if I'm Anissa, I know I'm not beating Casey and Leroy. Like, I don't know. I feel like that's an easy way out as far as an answer goes as to why they didn't win or whatever. But like, it just, it's like Anissa, I think, did the same kind of thing in the mini final.
She did.
Yeah.
Which,
so
that I agree with more, because that is like a more taxing run. This is a half mile. Like, there's a difference.
I know. And, like, we're still at the end of the day. Like, you know, nobody's expecting Anissa and Big T at this point are, like, the favorites to win a final anyway. No. So it's like, you know, the expectations are already low, but I don't know.
I get, like, there are reasons that, like, you may not be good at running or may not be able to get good at running. But in general, if you are, like, fully capable, running is one of the easier skills to get good at that you're going to need on the challenge. Mm-hmm. And also one of the, like, most important. So it's unfortunate. I hope that I've seen like Insta stories of Big T running recently, so like hopefully she's more prepared on future seasons. And if your goal is to do well on the challenge and show up and make it as far as you can, like that's fine. That is what like Devin's realistic goals have been, it seems, at least as far as he's talking to us, and that's fine. I don't mind people who are just showing up for TV. And you shouldn't, like, talk down to them. We'll get there with CT. Mm-hmm. But there are also realistic expectations. And I would not have a realistic expectation of either Big T or Anissa doing well in a final based off of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get it. And I get the frustration from their partners. It's, like, hard for me to, like, you know, as much as I'm sitting here being like, oh, it's not fun to watch. But, like, I get it. Like, I get, you know, you still want to push them to do as best as they can. You know, if you're Kyle and Big T, to push them to be like, come on, we like go, go, go. There's a lot of people who have done really well at being a partner over challenge history. Landon comes to mind as the first name that comes to mind for me. And if you're a good partner, you get good results. And if you're a Fessy and you run 10 miles ahead of Nani, like you get bad. Or if you're, you know, like even CT or Kyle, I'm like, I get that they want to run as fast as they can. But I also feel like, I mean, at this point, like you're how many seasons in? Is it not a actual like proven strategy to like try to keep pace with your partner and make them feel confident as you run alongside them to be like, we're both in this together. Come on, let's keep going. Keep going. Like support them as you go together. Mm-hmm. What is you being 10 times faster than them going to do?
Yeah, that's the second part of this is you can also even tell Big T that like, see, this is what I was talking about. And like, I really want you to do well. And this is something we need to train on. Like we should be running every day on the treadmill, getting you ready for that final. If we want to do our best rather than screaming at her, like, this is what I told you. And this is why I left you. Like, that's not helpful. That is a bad partner. This is what we've seen CT just in this season, let alone past seasons of being a bad partner. And so like, yeah, I'm going to come down on CT for that. Handled it extremely poorly multiple times over the course of this season. And like, that was all bad.
Yeah.
There is a way to do that much more tactfully and say the same thing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look, no matter how this goes for Big T, I'm going to walk away from this season feeling pretty good about what we got from Big T, no matter what goes on here. I'm just sad that, you know, when we look back at it all, it's going to be a little bit of a, you know, it's like, oh, this great story of how she stepped into her own. But it's also like this side story of how she had to deal with a pretty mean partner along the way. So I hate that for her, but
that is unfortunate. And I'll be happy, like I've said, and Big T could just like absolutely flop in the final and be like, oh, that's hilarious, Big T. Like she's making it funny. Like there's nothing that Big T's going to do that's like going to get me mad or like I want her here every season. Mm-hmm. But I also would love for her to do well and hope she sees this as something to train for next season.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep. My only other notes from the challenge are on a more positive side of things. Kim and Leroy just being adorable. Let's go, babe. You got this, babe. Oh, you think he can hear me?
Yeah, always going to be happy to get any screen time we can of them. So I was definitely enjoying that.
Babe is safe. Babe is safe. Babe, babe made it. Oh, that's my babe. I can smell her.
So just always good moments for them.
Just love to see it, at least for those two, giving us some light moments of love in between all the other people yelling at each other. So that's the challenge. When we get back to the house, Anissa, again, she knows she's going in. Amber B is a rogue agent, which, small comment on that real quick. How lucky is Amber B here in this week for this bit of safety that otherwise, yeah, she is 100% otherwise in.
Yeah. Extremely. Like, very, very lucky with how this all fell.
Like, wow. Like, if she ends up in the final because she was safe this week, that's incredible for her. So.
Maybe she competes like great against Big T in this elimination, but Big T competed pretty well. So lucky regardless. No one wants to go down there, even if you have like a great shot.
Mm-hmm. So that's that. We get to the deliberation and the voting and all that kind of stuff, where it does seem like Big T and CT are going to get the votes from the house because everybody else knows where Leroy's vote is going. So what's the point of voting it the other way around if you know that that the two teams that are going to go in? So let's just make sure that we put Big T in. We trust Leroy to put in Anissa, which is for the rest of them. You know, that's not us. That's fine. All of us are safe. So there's nothing else to worry about there. I don't know. Anything on this whole area section?
So I have a little bit on the vote. It's just like a tiny bit in terms of it sucks when even Anissa is voting for Big T, like conceding her defeat, and Kyle still has to throw that vote for Anissa. Like, that's a lot. Like, yeah. You already won the battle. You don't need this, like, last shot. Yeah. And then I especially liked, we missed back at the house when Big T and CT are talking, and CT does come around, acknowledges that he could have handled it better. It'd be nice if he notices that in the moment moving forward, but we'll see. But I like Big T talking about how she did it for herself, and I'm excited about what that means moving forward in terms of her doing it for herself, and also her confessional talking about how, like, if someone can make you feel that small, you have to be very careful letting them back. So I'm glad that she has her guard up, at least. And I think that that is a good strategy for people moving forward.
Yeah. I'm just happy that she, you know, as she jumped out of the plane, she, you know, talks about, I did it for myself. I wanted to prove to myself that I could do it, all that kind of stuff. So I'm glad that she was able to get herself there and that she was able to get herself into an elimination. Obviously, you know, eventually end up getting herself the win. So overall, a pretty good week, even if she still has to deal with CT being CT along the way. But that's truly all that I have before the elimination.
Same, except
Corey's shirt. Did you see Corey's shirt?
Oh no, I missed this one.
His shirt had a picture of his kids, and it said at the top of the shirt, "In case you didn't know, I'm doing this for."
Aww.
And a picture of his kids, which is just like cute, but also like just I think a joke about the fact that he constantly has confessionals saying, "Doing this for my kids."
When he screamed their name when he jumped out of the plane, I was like, "Oh!"
Did he say both of their names, or did he only say one?
Yeah, he did. He did.
I thought I only heard.
No, it was definitely both. I was listening.
I was like, "Ryder's not going to be happy in a couple years when she watches this back." But okay, glad to hear it. So yeah, he loves both kids equally. That's great.
That's good.
What a great dad. Elimination time.
The bar.
The bar is that's where it's at. Elimination time. It's fire escape again. 3.0 here for Big T and Anissa to face off at this one. I didn't expect that it was going to be as lopsided as it was. Big T ending up finishing this elimination before Anissa was even able to get like 3 feet in.
So I didn't think it would be lopsided either. But I didn't think that it was going to be both of them being particularly great. I thought they were going to both struggle, to be honest. But as Anissa even says in the podcast, Big T apparently went faster even than Ashley and Natalie did in the first episode.
Which maybe I believe, because at this point, like, they've seen this elimination so many times, and I think they like have probably been watching it closely to see, you know, exactly how you need to move your body to get going, right? Like, you have to, it seems like the strategy is, you know, pick up both legs at the same time, get that going out a little bit far, and then immediately, you know, move the arms in closer or whatever it actually, you know, winds up being. So they've been watching and studying, and Big T is, you know, even lighter than both Ashley and Natalie. So if it has any, if that has anything to do with anything, you know, I'm not surprised if that's the case, but I don't know. Either way, go off, queen.
So I went back, and the things I do for this podcast to subject myself to a Natalie Ashley elimination again.
Oh, wow.
First of all, like, but it, they're both so cut up and edited. It's very difficult to tell, but at least from what we see, it does seem like Natalie, who was the faster one in that elimination, did struggle, like getting over some of the humps and getting her ropes like tied up. And so like a couple things like that. So I don't think it's completely inconceivable. And if that case, like, yes, my brain is a little bit melting at the idea of Big T beating Natalie at an elimination, but apparently that's on the table. So good for Big T. She, like, she, like CT said, like, she's not a, like, like body on body contact person, but mm-hmm. she gets through some of these like weirder eliminations better than you would expect.
Yeah, I am not allowing myself to go into that universe that you just mentioned of a Big T versus Natalie elimination, but yeah, I definitely think that the theme of the season has been Big T is underestimated at every turn. So, you know, whether you want to chalk this up to Anissa did not move very fast at all and Big T was always going to win this, or Big T just showed out and ended up with a time faster than a challenge champion, a survivor champion, and who competed in the second version of this?
That was Leroy and Jay. So, I mean, hey, maybe Big T was faster than Leroy and it was very edited. For all we know.
Well, no, Leroy was pretty fast.
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe. But yeah, Big T gets her first elimination win. She is very happy. We are all very happy. And I don't want to hear from anybody who is not very happy. I'm just kidding. Look, if you guys have anything that you want to, you know, tell us anytime. Don't be afraid just because we stand Big T so hard to tell us, but just know that we might not listen to you. Yeah. I'm just kidding. Okay.
It might be better coming from a sad Anissa is leaving perspective. I'm more receptive to that.
And I'm both. I'm happy for Big T and sad Anissa's leaving. So it is possible to be both there. But yeah, I don't know. Just big moment here.
Big moment. Yeah. Big, for Anissa to be leaving, moment. Still wild, one of the biggest characters this season. Mm-hmm. Like we said, great season, but we're left with Big T deciding on her partner.
Yeah, she's like, if I do swap, I think I'm going to go pick Fessy. And I'm like, why are you whispering?
I mean, I guess you don't want everyone to hear that. It's probably not ideal, just in case.
Especially since she didn't.
Should she have?
Yes. I think Kyle was onto something there, unless I'm missing something. And like, there's some part of, you know, I'm sure Big T will at some point be on something to explain that. And if she explained it on the after show, which I know you told me I was responsible for this week, I missed it. I always watch that fast and I pay half attention to. So it's totally possible she could have said something there and I don't know. But if that explanation is out there as to what she was feeling in that moment, then we'll figure it out eventually. But I don't know. I did feel like Kyle was onto something about, you know, breaking into that alliance to make sure that next week it's not you versus me.
Yeah, I have to imagine we're getting a Big T Challenge Mania episode if they're not already out filming.
Oh wait, I feel like Scott might have said that she's actually like the person this week.
Okay, well that would be nice.
Instagram.
So if that's the case, I hope that we get an explanation in there. I will never press play faster on a podcast. Scott would love a personal notification when it comes out. But yeah, I don't know. I am excited to hear the reasoning for that. I feel like it's tough when you hear Anissa and Nani and like multiple other people being like, oh, maybe Fessy's not such a great partner. It's hard to say, yes, you should have picked Fessy still. But I think that Big T's main worry here should be avoiding an elimination rather than how am I going to work with Fessy moving forward. So I think probably should have made the move.
Yeah, I agree. And yes, Big T is on Challenge Mania. Should be in your feeds Monday if you are interested in hearing Big T talk about it all. So, but yeah. I definitely feel like she probably should have done that. It's Kyle seemed pretty worried about the fact that she didn't. You know, being partnered with Amber, what's the difference to him? I mean, it seems like he's on the bottom. Both of them are essentially on the bottom of the house right now. Like Kyle's been out of the numbers for a while now, and now he has a partner who is also, you know, he was like, they're all going to want her in elimination next if, you know, one of them have to face off against somebody. So,
Yeah, we're either getting the chances are like 75% that we are getting Kyle versus CT or Amber versus Big T next week.
Mm-hmm. I mean, or both. I mean,
don't scare me.
I do feel like we're probably losing two people in the next episode just based on like timing of schedules and all that kind of stuff. Like when the final's going to start, like why not just take out two more along the way?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're not going to go into the final with an uneven number of men and women. So
right. I mean, they did before, but I don't feel like there's any need to do that
not
again.
In a partner season.
Oh, yeah. True. So we'll see. It does feel like that's probably super likely at this point. But yeah, I don't know. Any final thoughts here? We kind of talked it all out about Anissa and what she had to say on her way out. You know, she said this loss feels a little bit different because she left it all out there and exceeded all the expectations that she had for herself. So Anissa now heading back home to go film a different season of The Challenge.
Hey, we only had 1 week without Darrell. We're having no weeks without Anissa. They're both going to be on next week. So you know what? I would have loved to see her run the final, but maybe she has an even better shot on All Stars and she can get her win there.
Yeah, maybe. Do you care about TJ teasing them about it is, you know, still another week to go or whatever he was trying to.
And they all coordinated fall over. Like, was this planned?
I was like, all right. Everybody's very bored waiting for this to end. Like, we're truly at like the summer camp portion of just like, we are all just desperate to get out of here. I don't know. It was
are we going to make it into May with the season 36 still on?
First of all, I can't believe that we're about to go into OGs with the season still on. But it does feel like this season is lasting a long time. Both this and Drag Race, you're getting to that point in the season of like, all right, we're done yet? Are we done? Time to go?
Yeah. When people are like, oh, Drag Race started in January, I think. It's like, oh, the challenge started in December, so catch up. Like, just wait.
Yep. So I updated our draft already, but let me bounce over to the draft with Brian and Allie. And we had you gained us a point this week because Anissa. God. No, it's a good thing.
Yeah, no, I know. Good.
I thought you were like sighing.
No, because I feel like I've been losing points left and right recently.
Yeah, that's kind of a thing.
I'm sorry.
Anissa is going to gain us a point because she lost an elimination, and Brian Cohen is going to lose a point for Big T. Nice. Going to stay in, for Big T staying in the game. So the current scores, Allie is at 12 points and Brian Cohen is at 5 points. So together they have 17. I have 11. You have 9. So together we have 20. So we are in the lead by 3 points. Still plenty to see. Season to go. Points for the people lose points for making the final and lose points for winning. So we'll see how this all ends up shaking out, but it's very, very close.
Okay, I'll have to take a look at that board after because I'm very curious to see the breakdown. But nice.
Amber B almost became the first person in weeks to get a point for the lack of confessionals, but she got one at the very end when she was like, you know, I'm happy to be with Kyle. I don't know what it's going to be like, but you know, she got that confessional. Otherwise she had nothing before that.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how this season ends for her, because right now I do not see with the confessional trajectory. I think she's like by far the least in terms of confessionals of the people that are left, like by far. So I am not expecting a return appearance for Amber B at the current moment.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see how things play out for her. Either way, I don't know if it's going to be the most compelling, because it hasn't been the most compelling all season, but happy that she's still in the game and thriving, because again, I'm happy to see her be getting this experience at all after how BB16 ended up going. So rooting for success of Big Brother players who I don't absolutely not enjoy. So that's where I'm at. Anything else from this week? Did we cover it all? Did we miss anything?
Feel like we've covered it all. Just excited for All Stars and for this season to finally wrap up at some point.
Yes, we'll see when that is. If anybody out there missed, we did a draft for the challenge All Stars, which was at the time we thought called OGs. So that draft has been up for a while, but if you happen to miss it or skip it at the time, go back and check it out before the season actually gets started. We had Haley Strong and Mel Sullivan joined us for that one, so that was a lot of fun. So make sure you check that out. We kind of gave a little bit of a lowdown on who these people are that we were able to tell you based on what we remembered of them. So if you are looking for a bit of a preview going into that, definitely check that out. But otherwise, yeah, I guess the next time we talk, we'll be talking about 2 episodes of the challenge. We'll be talking about 2.5 hours of challenge.
Are we sure the other one's only an hour?
I don't know, actually.
Not to jinx it, we might be talking about 3 hours of the challenge.
Hopefully the other, maybe like the main show will go down to an hour.
Well, there's no commercials, so it might be actually 2 hours, like without commercials.
Okay, this is still a scary thought.
Yep.
All right. What have you got going on? You've been on a couple of things as well, or you plugged something last week, I think, that actually happened between then and now. So
that is what's going on for you? So I was lucky enough to talk about an underrated season, in my opinion, of Survivor South Pacific over on RHAP with Rob and Beth. That was a lot of fun. Definitely go check that out. As for future, I will be recording next week's NGOG, New Girl, Old Guy with Akiva and Allie this coming week. So I'm excited about that. Nervous about hosting, I guess, but you know, it'll be fine. So yeah. And then otherwise on Twitter at Brian_Scally. Where I'll retweet anything else. And I think I have a Big Brother podcast this week, so keep an eye out for that.
All right. My story is pretty similar, except no, it is pretty similar. So good, you were on a Survivor podcast last week, and I am on one in April, so in the coming month.
Ooh.
I will not say when or what it is, but it's sometime in April. What was the second thing you said? NGOG?
NGOG.
I'm on NGOG in also probably like, I don't know, like 2 months from now. I don't know exactly how it's all going to line up, but eventually sometime soon. And Big Brother, I was just on the recap on the Thursday night episode. I had fun with Mary and Taryn. I was going to say AJ, and then I said, so Taryn and AJ, a fun time there. So if you're watching BBCan9, check that out if you have not. But that's it. Oh, well, I mean, you know, I'm always talking about Glee, but I still don't feel like there's a whole lot of crossover between Challenge and Glee fans. But, you know, if you want to come listen to Amon and I podcast, doing a lots of stuff over at the Choir Room on Twitter, at Matt Liguori. Yeah. And sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, well, first of all, I don't want to step on your Twitter plug of at Matt Liguori.
Yeah.
But I was going to throw out the probably talking about Big Brother Canada, the season as a whole, and if we actually get any live feeds this weekend on Sunday early afternoon. So on Clubhouse, I'm going to try to make Matt show up. So if you want to talk about Big Brother, or probably can squeeze in a little bit of challenge questions in there. So if you want to show up there and you're on Clubhouse, definitely recommend.
Mm-hmm. Always fun to get on the Clubhouse. I always love also when people call it the Clubhouse, so that's where I'm at. Let's get out of here. That's it for this week. Thank you guys for checking this one out. We will see you next week with some double agents, double coverage, right? Can we do that?
That's good. I like that.
Okay. Time to go. Good night, everybody. Goodbye. Thank you for listening. Take care.